What's up? You guys hear me? Hello. Hi, sorry for being late. It's just been a wacky day. Real wacky day. Man, weird times. Weird times. Yeah, so I'm suspended from Twitter for a week, which means I'll probably be banned soon. Because it means there's a group that have that are coming at me. And the tweet that they used to, like, for the suspension that they said I had to delete or else I wouldn't even start the suspension was the John Oliver tweet where I'm like, John Oliver said, it makes fun of Donald Trump for being really named Donald Drumpf. I'm like, well, John Oliver's real name was, or John Oliver's family name was John McQueer Faggotstein. And that's just a funny joke. You know, I mean, Stephen Colbert said that Donald Trump's mouth was Vladimir Putin's cock holster on national television, not even on Twitter. It's just a crazy time, man. And I watched Dave Chappelle's special last night, and not good. It's he had some good jokes, but it sucks to see your heroes just bend. It's not that he says stuff I disagree with. It's that he's bending. It's like he's saying things that I know he knows aren't true. And that's the whole point of comedy. It's like when he's selling out his own people, too. It's like he's talking about how if a white person did this or a black person did this, anybody with any intelligence or any life experience knows it isn't about white, black. He's an elite. Like, he is, like, what is he talking about? I don't know. This is, now this shit isn't even going to, now this doesn't even work, huh? The stream doesn't work. Let's see if I can fix something. Settings. Man, what a crazy day, dude. I'm just bummed. I'll bring the bit rate as low as humanly possible. Deep breath, Big Bear. Yeah, well, I mean, I just think that if people knew what's on the line, the stakes are so insane. It's like, why do you care? That's what that one guy said on Kumia. When me and Kumia were getting fired up, and that one guy, that kind of chubby guy, I never met him before, but he was like, you seem to get, like, really worked up about stuff. It's like, I now realize that a lot of people can't time travel in their mind. Like, they can't go to the past and go to the future in their mind about, like, playing out steps, patterns, you know? Like, when you see the past, like, how many things that people have said and why they said them and how none of it came true and how it just pushed a conversation a certain way for public policy, right? And they can't see that. Like, they can't see that Oprah said that 1 in 5 heterosexuals would have AIDS by 1990. Like, she's, and then no one cared after. Or how Al Gore said that everything would be underwater by 2008. And then Barack Obama bought a house on the shore of like right on the shore of an ocean. It's like Ebola, Y2K, you know, Elian Gonzalez. It's like, do people not see why people do this stuff? I just don't get it. Like, why we're trying to bring in refugees from certain countries, but not Venezuela. Venezuela's in hell. Why do you think that no one's pushing for those guys? It's because they hate socialism, you know? It's all good. It's not all good. Censorship leads to death. Censorship leads to a lot of death. It leads to gulags. It leads to genocide. Every time. I just don't get why people don't give a shit. They just don't care. And it's usually people without kids. And like last night, this girl that I used to be friends with, it's like, I do this tweet. I now can't even tweet anymore, but that's fine. That shit's going to die anyway. And I don't care if I'm negative today. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I love your positivity. That's why I always tune in. You've got me through some dark spots. It's like, yeah, well, I also get in dark spots. So this is my dark spot. It's like, we're now about to witness a generation of women with no kids that are insane. Okay, so for most of human existence, women had kids. So that's where they put their maternal instincts. That's why I'm very, very, very pro-family, because it's really good for the mind of a woman, right? When they have a kid, they're constant, all that anxiety, all that neuroses, all those instincts that makes us think like, oh, she's crazy, those are designed by the furnace of evolution and death for a reason, because that's what keeps kids alive. Women, all of women's craziness has a point. And so when you have all these women now, okay, now the wheel is spinning again. So now we're not, it just doesn't even make any sense. Now, like, now the tech doesn't even work. It's like, so these women don't have kids. What do? They baby the world, right? You see it with Angela Merkel. You see it with Chelsea Handler, Sarah Silverman, Amy Schumer, all these women that like don't have kids. So what do they say? They want Hillary Clinton. She'll take care of you. He's Muslim, okay? That's what they do. They gang rape. Like, these are adult conversations for people with sane minds, not for these women that never had a kid. And their instincts are driving them to protect something, to nurture something, to baby something. And when they can't, they do it to the entire population. And then what happens? Death. Like, the stakes couldn't be higher. Like, when people say shit like the 1% or like this group or that group or the deplorables or that, what do you think's next, guys? You think that they just send cupcakes? They kill those guys. It's happened over and over and over again in human history. Not only am I not paranoid, it's inevitable if you let that happen. And the only way to stop it is just simply say the opposite, say what's real. And then now I see that even me, even someone that's verified, someone with 100,000 Twitter followers, someone with connections deep into Hollywood and Silicon Valley, they'll just erase me like right down the memory hole like I never existed, right? And a lot of you guys are really good people. And you found me and you like my voice because I represent what you think, you know? And I think I represent what a lot of people think. But I'm not going to get heard by a lot of people because I don't have $1 trillion government interest pushing me on people. You're like Samantha Bee. Do you think she has any grassroots push at all? Do you think anyone's like, oh my God, I can't believe Samantha Bee got a show. We've been rooting for Samantha Bee for so long. Or Trevor Noah. Oh man, I was a Trevor Noah fan back in the day in the clubs. No, I have that. But it can only go so far unless you guys spread the shit. It's like, if you guys see what I say, like that last video we just did, the It's Time to Submit to Tolerance. Like, thousands of views, the comments are like, oh, I so appreciate this. This is so real. Like, you're the man. This is hilarious. Like, spread it. Spread it. You have to spread it. If you're going to be part of the mindset of us that we are right now, a lot of the people in this group, of the individualism, liberty, freedom, ideals, right? That comes with a responsibility that you have to spread things that you like. You have to take responsibility and push things, make things, you know, do the art, do what a lot of you guys are already doing. And that's why it's inspiring. That's why I enjoy all your company so much, because you guys don't wait around. You'll give me money for no reason to keep going, right? That's inspiring. Like, the left is groupthink. They don't do shit because they expect daddy government to get money from the rich at gunpoint and then spread it to people. That's only going to get worse unless we show that we have strength, that we have numbers, that we have a say. That's all people give a shit about. That's it. How big's your stick? How many people in your army? That's all people care about with power. They don't see humans. You think Hillary Clinton gives a shit about a trans person in Detroit? No, it's about numbers. It's about, like, there's like 9 total trans people, but they use that as a mechanism to say the other side is being oppressive. Oh, man. And then watching Chappelle's shit, like, really bummed me out because he's one of my favorites. I've looked up to him for so long. And then to watch him just do what you know he's doing. It's like, he'll do enough funny jokes and then he'll say shit like, I'm friends with the whites. The whites, the least whites I like, though, are the poor whites. And you're talking about how Trump isn't going to, it's like, fuck you, man. You think Obama cared about your stupid black ass? He thinks you're a nigger. Like, Barack Obama's from Hawaii. His parents were in the fucking CIA. He's not even related to slaves. You think he cares about you, retard? Just because he has the same skin tone? You fucking ethicless fucking idiot. And then just like talking about, you know, cheating on his wife and abandoning his kid and everything's about drugs and everything's about fucking, it's like, dude, you're a 44-year-old man, dude. Like, grow out of that shit. Or admit that you're just bending over to fucking your masters. It's like, ugh. Do I think Donald Trump is the savior of mankind? No. But do I think that he has a right to talk shit about the white people who voted for him? Well, he voted for Barack Obama, a guy who said that we should defend, the future does not belong to the people who mock the prophet Muhammad. Oh, God. And like, Dave Chappelle has enough brains to know that the black community has been absolutely dismantled by the welfare state, you know, pushed by the Democrats. Dismantled. Everybody knows that. Jesus Christ. He apologized for saying he'd give Donald Trump a chance. He said he shouldn't have done that. He apologized for doing trans jokes. Like, what a fucking pussy. Didn't used to be a pussy. That's what I'm so upset about. It's one thing if you see Samantha Bee do that. She's a propagandist. Dave Chappelle is one of the most brilliant people alive. His brain works in ways that it's inspiring, is not even, doesn't even give it justice. Like, the way his brain works, you're like, I'm in awe. Sometimes I don't even laugh. I just go, whoa. And then just to watch what he's become, it's like another one falls. It's because of this. It's because, okay, they want to double the taxes, right? So they want to get women to work. That's why Barack Obama, the savior of mankind, spread vicious propaganda lies. The wage gap is mathematically not true, and everybody knows it. Why do they do that? Because they want women to think that being a woman is defined by work. And what happens when you go to work? You don't have kids, and if you do, you don't raise them, and you definitely have fewer kids. So what happens then? Then women now pay taxes. So now you've increased your tax base. Now you don't have a family structure, right? And when you have a family structure, you can rely on each other. So you don't need these giant social fucking nets that don't give a shit about you. And it's just an embezzlement scheme. All right. So what happens then? It's just like, oh God. And they don't even see it. So then all these women don't have kids, right? So they work their ass off. Because they think that's empowerment. And then when, of course, the other thing that's empowerment is Planned Parenthood, which is ripping life out of their womb once they create the life, okay? So they have two or three fucking abortions in their 20s, early 30s, because they're trying to, you know, make as much money as possible, because that's what womanhood is defined by authoritarian giant government people, right? So because they just want to take more money and have more control, because that's what Bernie Sanders, that fucking liar, is. Okay, so then what happens? Then women realize that they should have had kids, and they have this emptiness that follows them everywhere they go, and that no matter what they do, it doesn't fill it. Like, I know Chelsea Handler. I've done her show 5 times. Like, I'm not just this random spectator. I watch someone be cool and fun and slowly become a fucking psychopath. Chelsea Handler at 30 was really cool. Chelsea Handler at 40-something is a nut job. And you see this over and over. Amy Schumer used to be really cool. I shot a Butterfinger commercial with her. She's let me stay at her apartment. I've done her fucking TV show. The chick was a rock star. And then you watch them age. And then you watch them think that they have to baby everyone. And that everything is about safety. And everything is about not saying the wrong word and not hurting feelings. You know what that's good for? Babies! You idiots! Like, that quality is good in a woman when you're dealing with a 1-year-old in an electric socket. But they didn't fucking have babies. Sarah Silverman didn't have, none of these people had babies. So they baby everybody else. And you know what that leads to? Genocide. And everyone, no one fucking cares. It's the same thing that happens with men. You take a warrior, right? You take a warrior man, a man genetically designed to protect. And you give him no mission, that's death to society. Death. You take a bunch of knights, you take a bunch of warriors, you take a bunch of men in the prime of their life, ready for battle, for work, for protection, for love, for earning, and you give them nothing. You know what you get? ISIS. You think that they're that much different than us? You know, I make fun of Muslim shit all the time, but on a genetic, biological, deep, emotional human level, that's us, just born into a shit world. Like, we could be ISIS. You want to know what happens? You want to know how that happens? You give a bunch of men no purpose. No purpose. You give a bunch of women fucking potato sacks. You know? You cut off these human beings from humanity, and then what happens? Then they're susceptible to some crazy person whispering in their ear, I'll give you purpose. You're a man to Allah. If you die, everyone will know you're a man. You'll die for a reason. That shit, that those suicide bombers, man, you don't think I have empathy for them? That a lot of those guys just wanted a wife that loves them and that someone that they love. They want a mission. They want to fucking build a garden. They want to kill a snake who's trying to kill their fucking baby. But instead, they don't have that. So what do? They listen to nonsense and they blow themselves into bits. That instinct is good. It's just weaponized by fucking psychopaths. It's happening to American women right now. These women never got to have kids. And some of them are like, oh, I'm too old. I can't even freeze my eggs because I'm not rich enough. I didn't make enough money. But you're ISIS. You're now fucking crazy. And do all women need kids? No. Oh, you're and then they say shit. They say shit to grown men like me. They say stuff like, oh, you're acting out. You've been acting out a lot lately. I mean, you just attack people. But I'm like, do you think I'm a 1-year-old? Do you know who talks that way? Moms. I'm a 37-year-old man with 100,000 Twitter followers, a house I own, a car I own, a wife who loves me, a baby, another kid on the way. I'm a fucking legend. You don't talk to me like I'm one. Go get your own fucking baby. Because if you treat society that way, no one grows. No one learns. Right? You make everybody a fucking infant. You think you can understand Socrates? You think you can understand the market economy? No, you become this fucking blob. And you see it everywhere. You see these blobs. And now we have a generation of kids raised without a fucking mother because the mom's on Twitter talking about how Donald Trump is the snake in the Garden of Eden, right? Get God, get a baby, and shut your fucking mouth. All right, let's check out the Super Chats. Dr. Funk, can Europeans flying in for your show or over 18 but under 21 get into your live special taping? Absolutely. And I'll let you stay in my home. Edward, have a beer on me. Thanks, buddy. But I've got to lay off beer for like a good month because right now I'm facing some real battles and I need to be as sharp as humanly possible. Like being censored, like for real censored. You know, I was in Twitter jail once for a day, 24 hours. Now it's 7 days and the next one I'll be permanently banned, right? To feel that, to know what that feels like. And I was waiting for that. I knew it was coming. But when you see it, that's why... That's why there's a difference between having a Christ complex and following the teachings of Christ, right? Sometimes you have to sacrifice to show people what the enemy does. I'm not Jesus Christ. I want to stay alive. I want to raise my family. I'm not the Son of God, right? But you can learn from that shit. You can learn by saying, oh, you want to see what the Romans are really about? You want to see what these Jews in temple are really about? Watch them nail me to a fucking cross. And when you get that image of a man being nailed to a cross because he fucking went against authoritarians, you don't forget it. And so, like, why do I fight in open field? Why do I say this shit? Because I want them to censor me. Censor me, bitch. Show everyone that you have a fucking weapon ready to go. Because then maybe people will wake the fuck up and realize that that's one step closer to their kids in a fucking gulag. All right, next up, Nicholas. Gamer Bear here. Hey, Owen, you rock. First super chat right here. Thank you, my friend. Grow Your Mind 86. Thanks. If we keep speaking truth, it will spread. That's all we got, man. That's all we got. Next is violence, and we don't want violence. You know, I think some people can romanticize war in their head. You know, when they're like, well, when these libtards come at us, I got these guns, and we'll just take them out. They're all such pussies. All war is awful. 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 To actually see someone bleed out, to see someone call for their mom, it's like, that'll fuck you for life, dude. You do not want to see someone beg for their mother. Even if it's like the worst progressive psycho, like, want to take your rights person, when they call for their mom, it'll fuck you for life. you don't want to see the actual red blood of a human being. And so, like, this is important to talk now. Spread this. Because if not, that will come. And that will fuck you for life. They all have moms, you know, and they beg for them. They beg for mom. Like, human beings will cry for their mother and they'll cry for God in the last moments of their life, even if they're an atheist. They cry for God. They cry for mom. And that's fucking crazy. So, yeah, we spread it now when it's words. We don't do it with guns. You do if you have to, but that is fucking not romantic. Do not think for a second that that is something that you will enjoy or you will feel good about, because it won't be. All right, Randy, thanks, buddy. Albedo Mar, hey, Owen, sorry you're bummed out. Keep fighting a good fight. Yeah, it's all good, man. This is part of life. And if you hide this, you hide it all, you know? My enthusiasm, my happiness, my optimism, my love for my family, none of it means shit if I'm not capable of this. Because it's just another Disney world. It's just another Disneyland of fucking false human emotions to trick people so they don't trust their own instincts. When you see people's face, their micro expressions, the tone of their voice, you know when someone's lying. That's why I do so well on podcasts. That's why when I'm on Rogan or Rubin or Crowder, all this shit, people are like, you know, you're crazy on Twitter, but like, I really like hearing you interview. Yeah, because you can hear my voice and see my face. Some people aren't capable of reading words on a screen and using the abstractions to understand something new. I don't care. I don't. Stefan Molyneux, who said something really powerful recently, he said, my tribe is smart people. And that really impressed me with that guy, because that guy, I have a hard time with some of his racial theories, even though I know he's making points. But that kind of summed up a lot of his shit, where he's like, because he's talking to Cubans. And I'm like, oh, okay, you just like really smart people. Because it like, his race stuff makes me uncomfortable. And I know that he has facts to back it up and all that shit, but just straight up, it makes me feel weird. And I know facts don't care about your feelings, all that shit, but I don't like talking about humans as demographics, you know? And they're, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, the sub-Saharan Africans, pygmies, whatever, their average IQ is 70, and we can't think about, like, when you're dealing with immigration, it's not an exception to the rule. Yeah, I'm the exception to a rule. The person who's going to cure cancer is the exception to the rule. I'm living exception to the rule. I'm a white trash kid from a fucking white trash town in public fucking school with a 147 IQ. I'm 6'7", and I can play music by fucking ear. Where's that on your fucking demographic chart? Huh? No one expects that. You put me in a little corner, you fuck my whole brain up. The life is all exceptions to the rule. If you think in demographics, you're a fucking communist. But I have a ton of respect for that guy. I'm actually doing a show on Saturday or Sunday. That guy is a brilliant dude, man. And I get on benders on some of his podcasts, because he'll say shit because he's carving dead wood to try and get to his truth. And I have so much respect for that. But that, when you're dancing with truth, when you're dancing with, because you don't know what truth is really, but you can feel it and you can dance with it. It can arise emotions in you because you're so close to it and you haven't dealt with some of this shit, you know? Sometimes you're not ready, myself included. Like, I'll hear some of this shit and I'm like, I can't be on board that. And sometimes knowing your own weaknesses is a strength. Just knowing, like, listen, man, I don't think Charles Murray's lying. I think that his bell curve shit is probably accurate. But you know what? I'm fucking not on board, man. I'm just not. It's how I feel about God. I'm on board with God, even though all these atheists tell me that, like, all the math says he's not there. I think he is. I feel it. Fuck you. There's a difference between, like, self-deluded emotions and, like, instincts. And sometimes I just have to listen to my instincts on certain shit. And it's like, I just... All right. Dino. Thanks, buddy. It's sad that too many are so easily offended that rather than just ignore comments they don't like, they would erase these people making the comments, deleting the comments from existence. Screw them, see you in Chicago. Oh, I love it. Well, it'll lead to the end of society if people keep doing that. That's why I don't delete shit. Like, I got in this argument with this woman yesterday who is a blogger, and people were saying, like, oh, she's cool. And it was just a series of crazy misunderstandings where I, at the end, realized listen, my point was valid. She was inaccurate with the beginning, but, like, I shouldn't have escalated it the way I did, but I left it up out of shame. I always do that. I don't delete the shit. I don't delete the shit that I'm wrong about. And then I show, like, the makeup. I show, like, talking it out. I talked it out with her husband. He's also a really good guy. I'm like, I thought I was being trolled. I stumbled into to a good family. And I could have just kept executing. I have an army of bears that will literally protect me, even if they think I'm half right, they'll still attack. And it like, but that isn't like I have to lead those scenarios and say, listen, I apologize. I shouldn't have said those things. And I'm not going to delete it because it happened. You can't rewrite history. And the internet is training our brains to say, oh, if you're ashamed of something, you just get rid of it. No, that is there. I have scars on my fucking body. They don't just go away. I have scars in my emotions. I have scars in my fucking mind that will never go away. Shane, that take on childless women just blew my mind. I'm sure there are some sane ones, but wow, never made that connection. Yeah, there are sane ones. There's some women that aren't constructed for motherhood, and they're usually not offended when you say these things because they're like, yeah, no, I see these women all the time. They're not in that boat. It's kind of like the difference between a closeted, like insecure homosexual and just like a Dave Rubin. You know, like if you say fag around Dave Rubin, he may judge you a little. He may think you sound like a redneck, but he's not going to feel emotional pain over that, even though he's gay, because he's not in that boat of he's not close to pain with that because he's just a complete person. So there's women that have no interest in babies, and having a baby doesn't complete them. And they're a subgroup of, they're a smaller population. And it's like those women don't care that I'm saying this. It's the women that know I'm right and can't go with that. And so instead of dealing with their own shit and their own mistakes and then telling the world, hey, everybody, they were wrong about abortion and work. No, instead they double down and they evangelize it from the fucking stoops of lies like Chelsea Handler. It's like she's lying. And she knows it. And want to know her audience is a bunch of other people that want that dopamine release of never confronting the shit that they have to confront. All right. Thanks. Thank you, by the way. Brian, thank you, buddy. Wow. You guys are... Thickhead Bear. Thanks, buddy. Payday, I can contribute. I want a hat and a shirt, so I'll be buying some merch. Happy, angry. I love seeing someone intelligent and real. Thank you for all you do. Oh, anytime, bud. Anytime. Well, either today or tomorrow, we're getting the unbearable flasks. And yeah, hugepianist.com. You can get tickets to my hour special. I finally put up a date, February 24th here in Saranac Lake. And then we have New York City, Chicago, and Cleveland. Buffalo's already sold out. I just have to figure out how to coordinate with Dan. He bought a bunch of tickets and people bought them ahead of time. Pittsburgh will be in April. Tampa will be sometime. Chris, thank you. Kiwi, I'm a better human for knowing you, friend. Oh, thank you, Kiwi Bear. You're a very talented woman, and I'm a better human for knowing you as well. Joseph, Piney Bear, you've earned this. Ranting Owen is awesome, Owen. Oh, thank you. John, thank you. Kuma the Bear, unbearable. That was savage as fuck. Oh, yeah, I am a savage. It's like a fact. Shoshaka, same thing people do with the state. They pretend the state is the adult and the citizens are the children. We're all adults. I know. It's true. We're not the children. You can't imagine a more sociopathic entity than the state. That's like if your dad is Jeffrey Dahmer with an army. That is not our dad. That is not our fucking mother. We have moms and dads. And if for some reason your parents died or they left you or they were awful people, you got to figure that out yourself. There's family. You can make family everywhere you go. And I'm sorry you went through that. You will have scars on your soul from that, but you will get past that and you will thrive. You know, some of the strongest trees have been struck by lightning. You know, that's like when we do tree work and you see these little, man, fuck. Fuck it. All right. Just a memory just popped in. Like my brother's so awesome. Man. Yeah, I can't talk right now for a second. Hang on. All right, so my brother once, I was going through a hard time, and he sent me this piece of wood. It was like a cross section. There's a dot in it, a black dot, but it was beautiful, right? And he said, right there, that tree was injured. And he said, it just kept growing. right. This is fairly embarrassing. All right. All right. All right, Jesus. All right. So anyway, all right, fuck it. Thanks for the super chats, everybody. What do you guys want to hear? You guys want to hear some songs? Purge the Inner Soy. That's hilarious. Yeah, I am a soy boy right now. What do you guys want to hear? What kind of music? Happy songs. Yeah, let's do a happy song. Songs are almost as sad as songs because it was like written, the artist who wrote it probably like needed it so bad because of sadness, you know, like I'm just a sitting on the dock of the bay watching the tide roll away, like that's or like that seems like it comes from a pretty dark place, like what about what's the happiest songs in the world, like what are the happiest songs in the world? Oh, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Yeah, Don't Worry, Be Happy is, Ode to Joy, yeah, he wrote that deaf as shit. It's another really happy song. This one's super happy. Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. But think about the underbelly of that song. The underbelly of that song is it's about a bunch of drunks that have nowhere else to go, so they're each other's family, you know? Alright, yeah, sorry for getting a little emotional earlier. I'll get out of that. I'm already getting out of that whole train. You Are My Sunshine. Yeah, that's so sad. You know? Where it's like, That's the saddest song ever. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. When you are with me, the skies are gray. Yeah, I mean, that's insanely sad. Oh, Donnie Darko's. Yeah, but see, to me, this is not that sad. This is like, this to me doesn't really garner a lot of emotion in me because it's like it's so all around me are familiar faces, worn out faces, worn out places, like that to me is like it very obvious sad songs don't like a song that like crushed me in a movie was the song like in the movie Warrior, which is The Notebook for Men. When the brothers are finally fighting, They're just beating the shit out of each other, and it's just About Today by The National. That is an intense song. Amazing Grace, yeah, of course. Happiness. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. And then later, a movie too, and then home. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. It's such a perfect. No, why am I fucking this up? It's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent. All right, I'll just answer the super chats. I'm gonna go. I'm a complete maniac today. All right. Need a louder microphone. Just jacked up pretty high, buddy. Alex, thanks, buddy. Thank you, Spiderware. Bad News Bear, I believe in your message, and we're spreading it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Freddy, your stream magically is not in my notifications anymore. Yeah, isn't that funny? Bad News Bear, the people with their heads up asses need to wake up. But they don't want to. You know, some people don't want to. It's too painful. What do you believe? Oh, thanks, buddy. Good rant, bro. So many substitute pets for children. Jesus is the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, truth will set you free. Truth will also sometimes get you nailed to a board. So that's the problem. That's why people don't face it. But it's just, I can't imagine another life. Nicholas, they shut down your Twitter because you don't conform to their bullshit and you speak the truth. Thank you. But, you know, I still have to navigate. It's just crazy. Backup videos to website, YouTube, etc. will censor. Oh, that's a good idea. Thanks, John. Drea, oh, thank you. That's very generous of you. This is for Amy. We just had our third child and love your work. P.S. I appreciate you reading Harrison Bergeron the other day. Oh, that was all my brother. My brother introduced me to that. Alexander, hey, Owen, I've been around a few streams and been able to participate in a few. Could I claim Polar Bear Baron and join the Unbearables? We'd love to have you, Polar Baron. Thank Y Bolt. Fight on, Owen. Also, please consider getting on Mines and Gab. I'll look into that, yeah. Join Gab. Mines and sharing you there. Yeah, I know, but yeah. All right, thanks, Owen, for everything you do, for everything you say, everything. Thanks, Bulb Films. Will, Owen, that was epic. You've helped me focus on what is important, getting my shit together, stop playing video games, speaking truth. Thanks, brother. Yeah, I'm. Thank you, man. Thanks for giving me a community, because it's a cool world out there, man. Joel, keep fighting a good fight. We're behind you. Thank you, Joel. Sean, my Jesus in a MAGA hat avatar triggered a bunch of people. Why do so many people hate Jesus? Is it time to pour gas on Twitter and light that bitch up? Twitter is a microcosm of the world, you know? You can't just burn the world. You got to fight in the world. So, but it's being controlled by really nefarious people. And I think people hate Jesus because Jesus gave people a path to individual freedom. And that is the exact opposite of what big government wants. Big government wants Muhammad because Muhammad was a warlord who gave a path to totalitarian dictatorships. And that is a fact. It's not even arguable. That's why I put up that video the other day. It's time to submit to tolerance. It's like, there's a reason that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and all these people are saying, you must be tolerant, Islamophobia, all that stuff. It's because that's the one they want. Because that one tells people to bend their knee or to get they get their head chopped off. Jesus tells people to forgive your enemies. You know how terrifying that is to an authoritarian government that relies on envy, spite? Spite and envy is what drives the entire tax system. Why does he have that and I don't? Jesus puts an end to that. And so that terrifies people that have a giant army full of guns and tanks that want to take your freedom, your money, and dismantle your family. So there's a reason that they don't like Jesus. Jesus says, love your brother, love your neighbor, turn the other cheek. Muhammad says, bend your knee or your head will be lopped off your body. And which one do you think government's like? All right, Simon, actually the math does point to God. Look up the cosmological constant and how the universe is fine-tuned. Yeah, I see. I can't. I'm a smart cookie, but I have limits to what I can understand. So I'm just going to stay kind of where I am on that one. Because I'll have moments of understanding some of that high-level math, but I don't even understand Bitcoin. So, Sean. Had I the cash, I'd totally fly in for one of your shows. Great talk today. Well, that's the beauty. Perfect antidote to a stressful morning. Well, that's the beauty of this stuff. And if you don't have the cash to super chat me, feel zero guilt. You are not obligated at all, not one iota, to pay me money. Zero. You can listen to this. You can watch this without feeling that you owe me shit. So just know that. Because Super Chats, the one thing it gives you is, for sure, I read your comment, and if you request a song, I'll give it my damnedest. And there's certain people that just enjoy it. They enjoy that. Some people have done the math, and they don't have the expendable resources. And that is fine. I swear to God, I don't care. We're doing okay. It's like, if I'm ever hurting, I'll let you guys know. Like I was in October, but I'm not now. So don't ever sweat that. Money is one of a thousand. It's one of infinite currencies. A currency is simply a group of people agreeing on the value of something. That's all it is. And it's like some people have excess money. Some people have excess time. Some people have extra resources like skills. Some people don't. Some people are in a place so dark when it comes to finances that they have a tough time keeping their head above water. And if you ever give me money, I will be upset about it because I would rather have you use it to build your own structure. I promise you. People that like my message and like my comedy, I want you strong. I don't want you weak because we have to push a culture that allows us to keep our way of life. So if it's a choice between giving me $20 on Super Chat or using that to reinvest in your life so that you become stronger and that our culture get stronger, please, for the love of everything, do that. All right. Good Creative Academy. Owen, if you do Tampa show, we should hang out. I'm a journalism professor, and I've been studying the problem of SJW, anti-science, anti-free speech, pagan religion for a while. Inverse relation of facts and opinions, all opinions, no facts. Yeah, and it happens. It's a logic proof. That's the irony of it. The irony of it is it actually makes logical sense. When logic disproves your thesis that you've invested $1 trillion in all of your ego, now you have to disprove logic itself. If reality doesn't support Marxism, then there must be a problem with reality. Because if your ego won't let you have a consistent place where you put your feet, I don't know. You get it. You get what I'm talking about. It's like it actually makes sense. As crazy as the SJWs are, if you think about it, it's like if reality disproves everything you stand for and you have to now, with tail between your legs, admit that you just spent $250,000 on an education that's absolute nonsense and gives you no market advantage in the workplace, that will kill people. That crushes people. So instead, they say, you know what? All the world is a lie and it can be whatever I want it to be. That's the start of psychosis and narcissism, but that seems a better route than people just obliterating their own ego. And that's why I am not the biggest fan of atheism. Do I think there's moral atheists? Of course, there's a million of you guys that are moral atheists. But do I think that logically that can last generation after generation? Of course not. You have to root something in something. There may not be a God. But if you're gonna assume one, assume there is. That way, we don't all just burn. Dana Bear, love you, Big Bear. I love you too. John, it's a frustrating time. My biggest problem is watching irrational left-leaning people trying to redefine words or terms so they fit in the system of oppression they secretly love. They're the whole structure of oppression is them. We all know it. And I'm not here to reason with them. Their minds are gone. Their minds aren't gone in their world because their world is a different world than I will never live in their world. Their world is a outrage Ponzi scheme that relies on power acquisition. But the sick irony is when you're in their world, eventually it all implodes and causes the deaths and the complete cultural destruction of even them. So when you're setting up a logic equation, you know, I was talking to somebody recently about the slippery slope fallacy. There is slippery slopes. The slippery slope fallacy is when there's a direct relationship, not an exponential relationship. Like, let's say if I say, oh, if I pay you the $50 I owe you, what's next? You fuck my wife? That's a fallacy because there is no exponential. That's direct. I owe you $50. I should pay that and then it's good. The exponential is when there's a mathematical mechanism in it where it almost creates an organism that's an idea, right? Kind of like the state or a corporation or a lot of these things that rely, like feminism. Feminism, the reason it's gone so insane is it developed an exponential component to it where it's now an industry that relies on pain and oppression to exist. And organisms can exist outside of the beating heart of life, right? An organism, corporation comes from the word corpus, which means body. We all know that, you know, Corpus Christi, body of Christ, right? So you create an organism that now wants to survive. And when you have socialism, that is an organism and it has to survive and grow. The factor in the algorithm of socialism that makes it not work, human beings. Why do you think socialism always ends in genocide? Always. Because socialism is a beautiful, utopian, perfect algorithm of peace and prosperity, except for one problem, human nature. So if an organism wants to survive, what do? They eliminate that which undercuts it, which is humans themselves. And once a system gets out of control of the people that even originally created the system, they then die as well. That's the irony of all of this. We are saving leftists from themselves. This will eat them. There is no winner in what they're doing. There's a winner and loser in battlefields if you agree on objective reality and rules, right? So two football teams agree on rules. Four downs, you punt, you have the option to punt, kickoffs, two-point conversions, all that shit, right? Then you have a winner and you have a loser. And that's the unfortunate reality of life, is things lose. And it's not really unfortunate because you want to know why we have eyebrows and nostrils and height and hair and all this shit and a beating heart? Because people lost and they didn't get to breed. So their less than valuable traits didn't get passed. Eyebrows, tongue with senses, eyes that can look far distances to see buffalo and shit like that, right? So when someone loses, everyone wins, right? So, but you know, it's sad for the loser, but what does sad mean? All right, because if you make it so no one loses, then everything just becomes slime. And it's up to the individuals to work this through in their minds so that they don't go down the... I originally liked Bernie Sanders. You understand that? I'm not born with this knowledge. I'm not fixed. I wasn't just a chiseled piece of wood. Like there was a time when I liked Bernie Sanders because of what he said. Because he said he would, he had the balls to say shit that a lot of us wanted to say. And then what he said after, when you really looked up what he was saying, he was proposing genocide. So, and it takes effort to see through the veneer of like the nice old Jewish guy who's like, And I'm just here to, don't you want education? Don't you want, it's like, you don't think that it would be easy for any of us to just go, yeah, you know, I want education. And this is the real bitch, is the Judeo-Christian ethics and values is very helpful to people with less. You know, our culture is to help those in need. That's what we do. And I think 98% of people in this chat, even if you're an atheist, you are still part of our culture, or else you wouldn't even be here. There's 700 people here right now. You wouldn't be here right now if you didn't have similar ethics to me and a lot of us. So when we see someone in need, we think, oh, we should help that person. Then when we hear someone say that we can set up a system to help them, our Judeo-Christian values kick in and we say, great, you know? Jews call it a mitzvah, or what's it called? I can't remember the exact, I don't know. There's Jews in here that'll fill it out. But that's why we keep losing. It's because they don't really want to help poor people. The welfare state has crippled the black family. It's out of control. They're now taking more than 50% of our income. They're dismantling our fucking culture. All because we have this Achilles heel of kindness. But it's not really an Achilles heel. We don't flush that. We don't get rid of turn the other cheek. We don't get rid of, mitzvahs or whatever. No, it's called to do a something. It's to do something good just for the, Howie Mandel explained it to me. You do something good just for the sake of doing good. I don't remember. But you just have to be disciplined to see what's bullshit and what isn't. That's why I like bearification, where you guys have a little bear in your name on Twitter, even though I will probably be permanently banned from Twitter very soon. It allowed me to know who I can have my values with, who I can be kind to, and who is potentially trying to use my own culture against me. And that's the whole point. That was what some of the most wonderful things that have happened from the Unbearables is, like, you get to see who's playing by your rules. And someone can disagree with you, and someone can argue with you, and someone can ask for help, and someone can not ask for help, and someone... It doesn't matter. If I know that someone's at least playing by my rules, that, like, charity is a good thing and not a weakness to exploit, and to say, oh, Islamophobia, blah, blah, blah. You understand how sick it is to use our own instincts to not want to be racist against ourselves? Why do you think calling people racist, bigot, sexist works so well on Judeo-Christian Americans? Because we don't want to be that. You call a fucking Somali pirate or a Saudi prince a bigot, and they go, yes, we killed the other. They don't give a fuck. You call them sexist, they're like, oh, my potato sack fuck slave. They don't fucking get insulted by that. We do, because we're so fucking nice. All right. Cornelius, you helped keep me sane when I was unemployed, not enough money in the world to show my appreciation. Thanks, Ellen. Cornelius, invest in yourself. I know you're a kind person. Trust me, I'm okay. There's people on here that are rich as fuck. And not even necessarily rich, just like how I feel right now, where you have like six extra grand. And then like in that point, you can be like, oh, I'll give Ellen $5. Some people have an extra 100 grand. I know people, there's people that I've met on here that are worth like tons of cash. Kindest people ever, because they got their wealth from ethics, from just being really good at their fucking job. And that's why we don't have this culture of resentment and envy. Resentment and envy is how you create authoritarians, because you just go, hey, look at those white people with the better shoes. They think you're shit because you're black. And they go, what? And then you go to the white people and they go, look at all those blacks over there. They just want to suck all the money out of you. It's like, what? Let me fill you in on something. There's a lot of blacks on welfare that are they could have been awesome. They still are awesome in a way. But like, they're reacting to propaganda against us, where they're like, hey, look at all those whites over there. They think you're shit. They think you're garbage. They want to shoot you even if you have your hands up. And they're like, yeah, then give me their money. Even though they wouldn't have been that way. And then they come to us and they're like, hey, look at those blacks over there. They just want to take your money. I'm like, the hell they do. That's how you divide people, right? Envy. Well, I know what you should do is when someone says, hey, look at that guy over there with that Porsche, just go, good for him. Don't you want a Porsche? No, I want freedom. I want self-respect. I want health. I want a family. Figure out what you want in life. Make that list and don't deviate. Because when you start deviating, right, with stuff, I want a boat. I really want to. If you love the sea or you love fishing, like think, It should be what do you love and then what material possession gets you to what you love, right? If you love fishing, get a boat. If you just want a boat, you're probably about to, you know, jump on the old USS, you're fucked spiritually, and, you know, ahoy, matey. All right. Fading. You can make family everywhere. My wife dealt with an awful family, and she lives with those scars. Keep up the good work and speaking the truth. Thank you. Marlo, Mr. Blue Sky by Elo is happy music. Oh, dude, I'm so behind on Super Chats. We're way back there. Currency of traditional family is being demonetized. Not here, it ain't. Yeah, of course they want to, but fuck them. Fuck them. Mike, thanks, buddy. Good Creative Academy. Oh, and you should develop an online course on writing, creativity, context of comedy, etc. I can consult you for free as I've been doing it for a while, selling online courses about graphic design. Great. Email me. whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. Because I can't construct anything myself like that. That's knowing your weakness, right? I'm not great at structuring businesses. I have good instincts with business. I work hard. I'm talented at like 9 things. But that's a weakness I have. So any help you would have, that would be great. Gamma 1991. Thank you. Never seen the stream before. After watching for half an hour, I find you completely vapid and uninteresting. But I'll check out your comedy, and here's $20 for having no shame in what you're doing. Kudos. Hey, appreciate the respect. I appreciate that. And I'll say it out loud if you super chat me, but obviously you can go fuck yourself. Vapid and uninteresting. How ironic is that? You said, I've watched you for a half hour, and I find you vapid and uninteresting. Is that what you watch something for 30 minutes that you find uninteresting? You're a retard. All right, James, keeping me sane, brother. Thank you, buddy. Chuck, thanks, Owen. Keep pointing out the crazy left has become. I will. All right, guys. I'm going to wrap it up. I can tell my wife is home. I'm going to go hang. Yeah, vapid. That's hysterical. No, of course. I just like that I got $20. Was he joking? I don't know. Maybe. He might have been. Let me see. I'm going to figure this out. Never seen this stream before, but after watching for half an hour, I found you completely vapid and uninteresting. I'll check out your comedy, and here's $20 for having no shame in what you're doing. Kudos. No, he's not joking. But that's okay. I just got 20 of his dollars. Yeah, Gamma's right there. I'm still here, man. All right, cool. It looks like you're keeping checking. Were you born in 1991? Interesting generation, my friend. All right, so hugepianist.com to check out a taping. February 24th. New York City, Chicago, Cleveland. Get your ticks. Yeah, I'm just a kid. 1991 isn't just a kid, buddy. What is that, 1991? 2001? 2011? Now we're up to 2018. You're 26, buddy. A lot of men at that age already had children and experience in war for most of human existence. So, you know, you can keep telling yourself a kid as you suck on the tit of the money that I provide for you with taxation. But, you know, you might want to get your head out of your fucking mommy's ass. All right, Parrot Bear. I just learned a new word today. Vapid. I keep watching because I'm endlessly entertained. Oh, shit. I just missed. Hang on. Let me go down. Have a great day. Thank you, Parrot Bear. I know I'm going to miss Twitter. I enjoy Twitter. I'm not going to lie. Oh, thank you, John. I always forget my P.O. box. People always, hey, man, enjoy the $20. I will, Gamma. And you know the $20 is probably either from, if you come to, yeah, I'm sure I might be friends with you, to be honest with you. I'm friends with dickheads. Like some people that are just total dickheads, like you're a dickhead and you know you're a dickhead. But sometimes you guys can be really fun to hang with. He just said, if you come to Minnesota, I'll buy you a beer. Yeah, I mean, you're a dick. You enjoy saying mean things, but that's okay. I literally think it's okay, and I'm not just saying that. You can go fuck yourself. All right, me. My uni had put a major lecture about why socialism is better than capitalism, and it was so infuriating and sickening. I brought the trading tree, hoping to claim Invisibear. Thanks for the streams. I bought the trading tree. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, now that, like, colleges are doing that. You want to know why colleges are doing that? And this is what, and I'll end on this. Because they can't compete in the marketplace anymore. Everything goes socialist when they can't compete, right? If you're the fastest person on a football team, do you want everyone to play equally? Or do you want to take what you've earned? If you're the slowest, fattest piece of shit on the football team, do you want socialism? Of course you do. Because you want to play even though you can't because you're too fat and slow. It's the same with the universities. They can't compete anymore. Because their degrees give them no, give their students, cult members, no advantage in the workplace whatsoever. None, right? In fact, you kind of steal four of the most prime years out of someone's life. So what people can learn on the internet for almost nothing, you know, or nothing, they charge $250,000 for. So what do? They want socialism, because in socialism, they would keep getting the tit from government. So that's why they're like that. It's not, it's all money. Just follow the money. They need some disgusting animal like Bernie Sanders to just keep sending them money, or else they won't exist, because no one would choose to go there because it doesn't help them. If someone said to you, hey, we got this kid, Fabrizio, or one of these fucking names. What was that kid's name that was just talking shit to me? I can't remember. Let me look. I'll just say, we got Gamma 91, right? And he is fresh out of high school. He's kind of a prick. But we're gonna spend $100,000 on him so that he can learn about gender and he can learn about English literature, even though you can buy all the books on Amazon.com for a penny. Do you want to get in on that investment? You know what they'd say? No, that's a guaranteed loss of $100,000. Someone said Super Chat is socialism. It isn't. It's a, you know what? It kind of is a little bit. Like, but altruism isn't socialism. Socialism exists at the end of a barrel of a gun, right? Altruism in a tribe by choice is endlessly valuable. Trust is the most valuable thing in the world, next to health, time, water. But like, okay, if you trust me and you go, okay, that guy isn't going to just blow the money and fucking be an idiot. I really like his comedy. There's no chance a network's going to hire him after he just, you know, pretty much called Lena Dunham a stupid bitch. You know, he just pointed out that Nike's making hijabs. I'm pretty sure a lot of corporate America is he just attacked Bernie Sanders and the government. Oh, he just attacked Netflix. Okay, this guy's not going to make a living unless I chip in, because, but here's the kicker. You really like my comedy. You know, you scan through Netflix and you just want to vomit looking at these people and just how much they're lying. And you're like, hey, whoa, Owen's like really good at comedy. So how do we keep him making comedy so that I have something to enjoy? And so then if you have a small enough tribe where you know that I'm not going to take advantage of you and be like Blue Cross and fucking use 99% of their donations to just keep the organism of Blue Cross alive, you see the shit I buy with it. I bought a fucking piano with your super chats. You can hear the difference in sound. Like, I get to fly to do Joe Rogan. I'm not getting paid to do Joe Rogan. I have to fucking fly there. That builds us. And that's tribal. You know, when you're in a small tribe and you have meat and someone needs meat and you're like, that's a good dude, take my meat, right? That's good. That's not socialism. Socialism is when you got a little fucking Chinese guy named Mao. He's got a gun and he says, you share your meat. You share your meat. Big white man with big surprised eyes. And I go, you got slanty eyes. He goes, you got surprised eyes. All right. Rogan should buy your ticket. He makes a fuckload off Twitter. No, it's an honor to do Rogan. I would never, no, it doesn't matter. That wasn't the point I was trying to make. The point I was trying to make is like, I get to have opportunities I wouldn't have because you guys get to fund me. And you don't all have to. But I'm going to get out of here because today was a wild ride. Kiwi just said, thank you for giving us your meat on anytime. I have a lot of meat to give, guys. New Chappelle is cringy. It was terrible. New Chappelle was really, really bad. And it sucked. I think it's one of the reasons I was really emotional today. Was to see a great man kneel. There's nothing worse, man. There's nothing worse than seeing a great, brilliant man take a knee. Because it's just one, it's kind of like when your pipes freeze in winter. Right now it's negative 40 where I live, right? When your pipes freeze in winter, as soon as one starts freezing, it's a lot easier for more to freeze. And when you see a juggernaut, just a genius like Dave Chappelle take a knee, it's like, urban. Islam is a death cult pioneered by a genocidal child rapist. That is true. And Jesus was a carpenter. So I guess, you know, it's similar. That's why we make fun of Jesus all the time and not Muhammad. Because, you know, one's a child rapist, genocidal warlord, and the other was a carpenter who hung out with people that people didn't want to hang out with. Yeah. Now I hope people see what's happening and to fight it now because you don't want to really kill people. It's a horror show, even if you hate them. It, you don't want to hear someone call out for their mother. It's really, really fucking sad. All right. I discovered you through Karate. Your exposure on these shows is very effective. Keep being my role model. Thank you, CJ and CG. And I am off Twitter for 7 days. So if you can spread the word about this channel, I will be doing it. I will be doing it as much as I can. And usually it's 9 a.m. in the morning, but I had a doctor's appointment today to get a flu shot, so I don't spread my diseases to my family. I love you guys. Seriously, you guys mean a lot to me, and I know you know that. So keep fighting the good fight and keep laughing. You know, don't take me too seriously. Like, I'm still a comedian. We're still all just here to laugh, but there's some serious shit going on in the underworld out there, and just keep fighting because when you do, it's good. Your life gets better. All right, much.